All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Monday, September 16th of 2024. Looking ahead here, we have Monday Night Football as well as a 9-game MLB slate, so it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So you can tune in on any one of those days and get your questions answered. But it is Monday, so we do have to announce the winners for our weekly Max Challenge here. So let's get the Max Challenge up on the screen. And we actually had a super cool week here. So it looks like we had our first mini Max Bink of the season. So let's shout out our winner first here. So winner was WTF Bra 97, taking down first place in the mini max with a score of 219.62 points. Congratulations. You are going to be winning winner's bonus, win the NFL mini max on DraftKings and get a custom SaberSim championship belt. You also do get displayed on a special page on the winner circle page. We have like a max challenge section for all the winners there. You get posted there as well. Going to get the SaberSim hoodie and the entry into the end of the season 25K big game free roll. So super, super excited to have our first winner of the season. Congrats again. And then for everybody who participated, we are going to grab all of the names of the participants here and then take those over to our trusty wheel of names and see who gets free entry into next week's mini max here. So it looks like we had about 305 people participate this week. Going to drop these names in the wheel. Going to click shuffle one, two times. And we're going to spin and we're going to see who is our winner here. So for free tickets to next week's Minimax, they are going to M. Dumbluski. Congratulations. And another solid week here of the Max Challenge. So appreciate everybody who participated here. We appreciate you guys. And we're looking forward to more good giveaways throughout the season. So hopefully we have another winner next week here. All right. As well as one other thing to note, our support team will be reaching out to the winners. So you can expect some communication probably within the next 24 hours here. Make sure that you are all set up and we get you your prizes right away. But with that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up here and we will jump into questions. I'm going to start with questions that came in the Discord first, as always. And then we will jump over to the live YouTube chat. But looks like we had about three questions here to get us started today. And as well, a reminder that we do have our build review show going live in about an hour here, 5 p.m. Eastern. We do have a full queue of people signed up today. And then we also have so many signups that we already have the list going for tomorrow. So if anybody else wants to get their builds reviewed for week two, drop your DK username in the Office Hours channel in Discord, and I will add you to the queue for tomorrow. But with that said, got our first question up on the screen here. Going to get SaberSim up on the screen as well. And let's jump into questions. So first question, when I use a filter to sort ROI greater than zero, I am ending up with only 300 lineups out of 5,000. Is that normal? It was a good question. I actually did talk to the user about this one. So Only thing to note, and you know, this is probably good to note in general. Let me just pull up a slate that I have an entry file for. And if anybody tried to run builds earlier in the day for Monday through Thursday and then weren't working, it's because we didn't have... But let me just get some entries in here. And then let's build some lineups. I'm just going to build 500. Lineup's just about finished. Okay, so we're in the post build now. So somebody was saying like, hey, you know, I'm coming in here to the filters and I'm putting in a filter that effectively says show lineups. So we're running the contest sim now. We'll try and recreate this basically. So let's let this contest sim run. Almost done. Gonna move some columns around while we wait. Okay, it looks like the contests are starting to roll in here. Looks like they might be finished. So basically what was happening was the person was using direct fill. And this is just like a good clarification point. So see, I have like a bunch of different contests, right? Maybe like 10 or so. When you're in direct fill, what we do, and if you have all the contests selected, and then you're using, let's say you're using, you know, contest sim target contest ROI, what we're doing is we are taking all of the ROIs that each lineup has across all of the contests, and then we're averaging it out. So you can see that there's a number here where it says save two, ROI 147. This is the average of all these different contest sims underneath it. Now, you can see like there's a pretty big range, right? Like in this daily dollar, this lineup has a 72% ROI. But in the 50K flea flicker, this lineup has a 373% ROI. So that's a massive difference, right? That's like 300% difference here between the two contests. So those numbers end up getting averaged out when you're using direct fill ROI with all the contests selected. So what was happening is that they were coming into the filters. They were going, hey, you know, I want to see target contest ROI greater than zero. Clicking save. A lot of their lineups were going in the trash. And I told them like, hey, you know, you should try this. And then seeing how this changes. And then when they did that, they got a lot less lineups in the trash and more lineups in their pool because that averaging out wasn't happening as much. And it was looking at it on a contest by contest basis. So if you're running into something similar like that, using direct fill, I would come in. You should end up with more lineups in your pool and less lineups in the trash. So that should help to resolve any issues like that. But thought it was worth covering for everyone here. All right, next question. How do I calculate the max exposure of a player to set so that I get no more than 30% leverage on the player if I'm getting more than 30% leverage after my build? Also, is it recommended to use mini uniques with the updated Saber Sim? I know it's up to my risk tolerance, but I noticed Jordan doesn't emphasize it in his training videos like he used to. Okay, so two questions here. Let's go one at a time. So how do I calculate the max exposure of a player to set so that I get no more than 30% leverage on the player if I'm getting more than 30% leverage after my build? So leverage just describes exposure minus ownership. So if I have 100% exposure, player is 75% owned, that means that my leverage is going to be 25%. Now, you could do something in Excel where it's like, hey, you know, make max exposure equal to ownership plus 30%. You know, you could do a formula like that, right? So that basically looked like downloading the entry file. And this is if you want to be, you know, this hyper specific, right? So I download the entry file or just the player table. Open it up. I go to max exposure. I set this equal to M2 plus 30. And then it gives me a value here, right? And then I could take this formula and then take it all the way down the page to basically be the exact same thing. And then if I wanted to do this here, I can go to data filter. It's probably an easier way to do this. It's the only way I know how to do it. And then for anyone over 100, just set them to 100. So then now I have a max exposure that is my own plus 30, which will make sure that I don't have more than 30% leverage on any one player. Once I'm done with that, take off my filters, save this file, go to SaberSim, go to upload CSV. I don't need all these other columns, so I'm just going to turn them off. I just need name, player ID, and then max exposure, and I'm good. Then I click save. I don't need to save a source. And then now I have all of the max exposures that I calculated. So that would be one way to do it if that's what you're looking to do. All right. Let's get just SaberSim back up on the screen here. Save a little space. Second part of the question was, is it still recommended to use mini uniques with the updated Saber Sim? I know it's up to my risk tolerance, but I noticed Jordan doesn't emphasize it in his training videos like he used to. Yeah, I would say that it is still recommended and I use it all the time. We just use it a little bit differently. You know, I've So me, I come at it from the standpoint of I want diversity in my lineups, but I don't want to sacrifice projection or ROI too much to get it. So what I like to do is I'll come into my aggregate metrics. I'll set up average projection, average target contest ROI. And then I will adjust the mini uniques and watch how these numbers move, right? So average projection, 127.2. Average ROI, about 136. Now, I would expect them to move more for a two-game slate just because there's less players in the player pool. But from mini unique of 1 to mini unique of 2, ROI went up 0.3. I'm sorry. Average projection went up 0.3. ROI went down 10%. At mini unique of 3, ROI goes down to another 15%. Our average projection is now at 126.8. And then at 4, I think we've just like probably gone too far with average projection dropping all the way to 125.7. So for me, I would basically decide on a number between 2 and 3 that I'm comfortable with. And I think that's far enough as far as losing projection and ROI go. For me, I'd probably settle on 2. I think it's okay to use 3. I think 4 might be a little far just because your starting projection was 127.2. And at 3, you get all the way down to like 1. I'm sorry, at 4, you get all the way down to 125.7. But that's just my opinion, right? That's like a 1.5 projection, like 40% ROI. Seems like a little bit too much to sacrifice for me personally. Maybe you're coming from the angle like, hey, I never want to play a player in 100% of my lineups. And at 4 million uniques, Breece Hall is at 86% owned instead of 100. That's okay, right? If that's how you want to approach it, I don't think that's a bad thing. But it's, you know, like you said, risk tolerance. For me, it's more about leverages, exposures, things like that. But we, at the end of the day, we do still recommend using it. All right, next question. My understanding is that autofill will take the top lineups in my pool and apply them to the first contest in my tree. Now in direct fill, using the ROI of the same contest, then should reveal the same lineups. No unique applied. I did that, and the result where the autofilled an entirely different set of lineups than the direct fill. Yeah, there's been, I feel like, a lot of conversation around this, and I've talked to people who've like done this and tried it, and they're like, oh, okay, it does work as expected. And I've seen like other reports where like people aren't like so sure, but the answer is yes, this is effectively what should happen, right? And one of the most important things is there's this like small little nuance. So say that I am in autofill, right? And I'll just do one contest. So I got to turn off all these max exposures. So let's reset all these, click apply. So right now, no max exposures, no min uniques. Sorting by target contest ROI. So I'm going to click save, right? And I'm just going to save these 30 lineups. Okay. I think one place that people are getting caught up is that they fill the 30 lineups. And then what they do is they look at their exposures, right? So then I come here and then I'm like, okay, Hall's 100. Bijan is 80, Jets are like 63, and then Saquon's like 60, right? And maybe I just like take a snapshot of what those are. And then I go over to direct fill, and then I click save again. And these look the same to me, right? It was 180, 63, 60. So this looks right. I think possibly what's happening is people may have removed from pool on. So if you have removed from pool on, we're going to put 30 lineups in, and then we're going to take them out, and then now you're going to get 30 new lineups. So then if you go into autofill, you save it, you have removed from pool on, and then you go to direct fill, and then you save again. Well, now you're saving a new 30 lineups, and those actually are going to be different from the others, right? That's why it says saved 60 now. So the other thing that could happen, right? Like, let's say that you revert this and put the saved back in. It could also look like it's not working, right? Because I can click save, and then the exposures change afterwards, right? So like, let's do that again, and I'll describe it a little bit better. But that's because the lineups are getting removed from your pool, right? So here I have Hall 100, Bijan 80, Jets 63, Saquon 60, right? These are our 4 top exposures. When I click save, those are the exposures that go into the CSV. But then those 30 lineups get moved to save and they get removed from the pool. Now it's telling me that I have Saquon in 73, where I think he was in 60. Bijan goes down to 46, and I think he was in 80. And then the Jets go down to 40, and I think they were in 63. So it's not that the exposures are different. It's that those lineups went away, and we filled these. We're showing you the exposures of 30 new lineups. But if you go to the contest tab and we go to just these 30 entries and we look at the exposures, well, this is describing all of our entries, but those top four people are all the same, right? Hall, Robinson, Jets, Barkley. So I think that is specifically what is confusing people, is the lineups getting refilled automatically when those 30 get saved and taken out of the pool. So I just wanted to like describe what's happening, but it seemed like when we use the autofill and then use the direct fill, our top four were indeed the same. And then we noticed that the aggregate metrics didn't change when we did like this one contest example here. So I am very positive that this is working out. Let's see. If I have several contests and using new Saber Sim, is there a way that I can run builds, contest sim, set stack types, etc., for each individual contest as opposed to all of them being done at the same time? Would you show an example, please? Yes. So it just depends how you want to do it. Right? You could do this in different builds. Like say this is one build, you know, build two is going to be specifically for this contest that I have 30 entries in. Okay, great. You know, the most important thing in any build is always going to be coming and clicking this drop down and selecting the contest or group of contests that you want, right? Maybe you're okay grouping all of your double digit entries together. Okay, great. Go to the drop down, select them all. Right? Maybe you want to do one at a time, right? Okay, just select that one. You could build them all together, set all your stack types, save it, change your contest, you know, come in here, go to the next one, and then, you know, use the same exposure levels and percentages. You could have different builds with setting different ones. There's no limit to the way, to the amount of, you know, builds you could have, right? If you want to do one build for every single contest, you could do that, right? But the big thing is telling SaberSim which contest you want to fill when you click the save button. So hope that makes sense. All right, next question. Can I get some advice on sorting metrics? Here there is some secret sauce with ROI and ROI standard deviation, but not sure how to weight them properly. I think the ability to create custom metrics are cool. You know, you can come in here, go to add metric. You can use, you know, all types of different contest sims and Saber scores, which is new, right? Saber score is like its own variable. Similar to the way it is on old Saber Sim, you know, there's a bunch of different ways you can do that. But as far as, you know, secret sauce and ROI, honestly, this is the first I'm hearing about it, right? And the truth is that if there was a better sorting metric, we would just build it in the app, right? I mean, that's just the way we do everything. When we started talking about the self sim, we were like, wow, that's a really good idea. We should just make our contest sim like that. That way users don't have to do this extra thing, right? If there was a better sorting metric than ROI, we would create it, right? That's why we used to have risk-adjusted ROI. And then we changed the contest sim to no longer even need that. So I don't know about any, you know, secret sauce metric. I don't know the weights and stuff. Andy always says custom metrics are more art than science. It's a playground. It's somewhere where you can experiment and make the lineups more your own. But as far as what my recommended sorting metric is, it's going to be ROI until somebody proves ROI is inferior to some other metric. And then chances are that, you know, we will go and backtest that ourselves and figure out, you know, is that in fact true? All right. Good question so far. Jumping over to the live YouTube chat, and then we'll circle back to Discord. Samuel said, what will be the condition of running low stake MME versus 20 max? Example, if I have multiple 20 maxes, that will be the one to use for contest sims. Thanks. So if you're trying to build all your 20 maxes together and sim them together, if that's what you're asking, if I'm understanding correctly, what I would do is probably just pick the one that you have the most entry fees in or is the biggest, right? So like, you know, I have three 20 maxes, right? A 10 cent, 25 cent, $1. I would just use the $1. If I wanted to group these together, you know, I would come in here. I would select the three. So I could do two things, right? One, I could let the ROIs average out by using target ROI, or I could go to the specific $1 20 max contest sim and then use that ROI and let it apply to all of the contests. But I would recommend not grouping them and letting them be a little bit more specific to the contest that you're building for, because I think that's ultimately going to be better based on the differing ROIs that we see that a lineup can have across multiple contests. So hope I'm understanding that one right. If I'm not, let me know. Next question. All the autofills doing is just taking the best lineups when correspondence to the contest sim and then fills that contest and then moves down the list and does the same thing. So it's better to just have the contests that have higher entry fees / top prize near the top. What you are describing confused me at first because I went to direct fill and looked at my three max. Those three lineups looked different than what I have in the autofill. Yeah, so it was questions like these that were coming up, but I know that I spoke with Roj at length over the weekend. And it seemed to me that, you know, we got this resolved. At the end of the conversation was, okay, that's looking like the way you described it. So I'm glad that we got all those things sorted out. Either by prize pool or by entry fee, I typically lean on prize pool. I think that there's a case to use entry fee. I think that's okay as well. Remember that you can always, you know, manually adjust this, right? So like, hey, you know, the $1 has a 300 prize pool, but the 50 cent has a $2,500 prize pool. I'd rather have this one higher. Okay. You know, just go and, you know, make that manual adjustment. So sort by whatever column you want, make any last manual tweaks and you should be all set. And then, Roche said, yeah, I understand it now. Perfect. Perfect. All right. Brian said, if you do not have the premium membership, will it still recognize the best contest to put the lineup in if you use autofill? So if I'm using SaberScore, what I would be doing is making sure that the rank buys match the entries on the contest tab. So basically what I would do, I would go to the contest tab. I would take a snapshot, you know, of this where it's like contest name and entrance in my snapshot. On Windows, you could do that by clicking Window Shift S. I don't know how you do it on Mac. Probably just Google it, you know, how to take a snippet or a snapshot. And then I take a snapshot. I look at all these entrants for the contest names, and then I go and I set them. So then I would come into Rank By, and then I'd be like, okay, this single entry was in the 1K to 10K range, right? But then this 20 max was in the 50K plus range. this isn't going to set automatically. You're going to have to come in and change these rank buys. So I would just do that. So come in, set the rank buys. Remember that small slate is any slate that's 2 to 5 games. Large slate is any slate that is 6 or more games. And then once you do that, you can click save and you should be all set. All right. So far, so good. Caught up with questions in the YouTube chat. Couple more here in the Discord. So let's get those in the queue. Just going to go grab those. Okay, Renegade, signing up for the Build Review Show. Sounds good. Question from Sam. Brian said, thanks. You are welcome, Brian. Thank you for the question. All right, next question. Since ROI is merely the outcome of basic game/field simulations, fretting over the ROI number, which I often find myself doing, appears counterproductive. How can I effectively incorporate my personal perspective into game/field situations? It was simpler to discern the impact of one's opinions on saber score sorting, but applying that understanding to ROI leaves me perplexed. So if you're trying to figure out the best way to incorporate your research or insight into how the best way to incorporate it with the contest sim, in my opinion, the best way to do that is through adjusting projections. And the reason for that is because projection adjustments get accounted for in the contest sim. So let's say that, you know, Breece Hall projected for 25 points. Let's say we think he is actually closer to 27. We think he's going to have an even better game. Well, by adjusting his projection, what you're telling SaberSim is every time we run a simulation for the contest sim, which we're running 100,000 of them, every time Breece Hall scores 13, we want him to score 15. Every time he scores 20, we want him to score 22. Those are fantasy points in the contest. So those affect standings. Those affect payout structure as far as like what place you're in, right? Let's say that, you know, you're in third, and then, you know, he gets those additional 2 points. Maybe that bumps you up to second, right? It's a pay jump. So the best way to do it, in my opinion, is to adjust the projections. What the minimax exposures do, those just control how many times a player is in a lineup, but it doesn't account for how well that player did. So, like, I had a conversation, I think it was with Raph LP, in like a Build Review Show, where they had set like a high min exposure to Jose Berrios because they thought Berrios was going to do really good because the Angels sat like four of their regular starters that day. So I thought the research was sound, but the problem was that he was incorporating Berrios into his lineups because he thought he was going to do better than he was expected to do due to the lineup change. Well, if you run the contest, even though you have 45% Berrios in the contest in your lineups, you're not affecting his outcome in the contest sim at all. So the contest sim, like, okay, we have these like 45% Berrios lineups, but they all grade out negative because we still think he scores this many points. When in reality, what he was trying to do was tell the builder that, hey, I think this player is going to do better and I want him in more lineups. Well, in order to get him in more lineups, if you boost his projection, then that player is going to do better in the contest sim and be in more positive ROI lineups. So it's like, for that reason, I don't want people to set min exposures thinking that that specifically will get them in more lineups, which it will, but it could get them in lower graded ROI lineups rather than higher graded ROI lineups. So sometimes that projection adjustment is actually better than just doing a minimum exposure kind of for that reason. Okay, hope that helped. Next question from Sal. In the autofill rank buy, It lists ROI by default. Should we be changing that to rank by the specific entry, or is autofill taking care of that behind the scenes? Good question. So let's go back to autofill. So it's saying that it shows ROI here. So basically, if you change it here, it's going to change all of the contests automatically. So if I go to ROI, I go to contest sim, target contest ROI. This is like how you set them until you change them. So if I come into all these ones that I haven't touched yet, it's going to show target contest ROI, target contest ROI. Here I change it to projected score. It went and changed all the ones that I have not manually adjusted. So it seems like once you make manual intervention in the rank by, it will keep those, maybe unless you reset them, and then it resets it all. So it is using target contest ROI by default, unless you make some manual adjustment. And then if you make a manual adjustment, you want to turn it off. It seems like there is a little reset icon that appears in the rank by column header. So good stuff to know there. All right. Sam said, thank you. You're welcome. And it looks like we're all caught up with questions here. So nice, solid show today. We do have the Builder Re Show going live in about 20. I'll be putting more signups on the queue for tomorrow. So should be a very busy week with build reviews. If you want to get reviewed, drop your name in early is the best thing I could recommend at this point. But until about 20 minutes from now, everyone, I will see you all. So until then, take care. Thanks. Bye.